So let's just learn this together. We're dealing with the laws, of quantum. In Europe, that the way you lent money, you got an item as collateral. If it was non-true, then you charge interest, meaning that if the pawn were not redeemed by date X, you have to pay right. So this amount is such for. We're dealing with an interest-free loan, you know, which is presumably between Jews, right? Then you just right the same thing without the interest. You just say, look, I lend you $30. You give me whatever item you have that's worth $30. And at some point, it's presumed that the collateral can be seized. But there are two issues. One question is, do we treat it as a sort of almost like an implicit sale? This is a much bigger lumpish question. Dr. Solich, has written tremendous amounts about this. Do we treat it such that that if you haven't redeemed it in 30 days, whether or not I have made a claim on you for the loan so that you are at default. Right? It's just basically just treated as a mechira al tanai, right? I sell this to you as of 30 days from now if I have not given you the loan. That requires no further communication between the malva and the loan. Right? So I now have it, and it will inevitably become mine. You will have to come to me to redeem it. Yes, sir. That depends on but all these are presumably structurable by time. These are just, I'm just dealing abstractly. Any system of funds. Right, you know, one of the questions you have to address is, what is the obligation of if there's a loan with collateral, what is the obligation of the lender to get back in touch with the borrower before seizing the collateral? Right, there are regulations about this with banks now. Banks don't lend money on portable collateral anymore. The pawn shops do. Banks lend money on that. But we have these questions, right? In order to foreclose, right? You can't foreclose them alone unless you inform them that they're out of date. And what happens if they don't live very well and you can't get in touch with them? What does it take for a bank to foreclose if they can't demonstrate receipt of the statement of default? Right? But that works, right? That works well with large banks and with international reach and all sorts of tracking systems, but when you're talking about a society that's, pawn shops, pawn owners don't have the time to spend chasing down the guy who walked in and said, here's the document. Okay, and you have to deal with all the issues that pawn shops also track thefts, and pawn shops are often fences and things like that, but fundamentally you've got that problem. So you have, first issue is, what are the responsibilities of the lender to get in touch with the borrower? And the second question is, at what point is the loan in default? What's the time frame? Okay, those are two separate questions. And you can set up a system which combines them, which is to say that you have the right to seize the collateral, and basically to sell it. By X time, if you have issued a default notice, but only by Y time if you have not issued a default notice. Again, we're going to assume here that back to the question that issuing a default notice means informing the borrower that you intend to seize the property by X date, and we're going to go as far as to say successfully informing the borrower, and leave aside the technical questions of what happens if you sent a subpoena, but the guy refused to take it at the door, or whatever. You mailed it to him, you have no idea if he received it. Right? Those are issues on the internet, things like that. We can bracket those questions. Okay, so what do you guys know based on Shulchan Aruch? Not really controversial. What's the halacha? How long do I have? At what point can the lender sell the collateral. In the central harassment. So many years.
30 days?
30 days, with or without fear.
Looks like probably with. No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
30 days, right? So, right, we hold generally that the standard, right, the standard term of the loan is 30 days. So if I just walk over to you and I say, can you lend me $10? You lend me $10, I owe it to you 30 days from now. Right, and therefore, if I, 30 days from now, I come and you come to me and say, the clapper, where's the $30? And I say, I'm sorry, I don't have it. Or $30, what $30? Right, whatever it may be. And you are now in possession of my $30 item. You are entitled to sell. What is the halacha if, in fact, I just disappear off the face of the planet? And the truth is, you forgot about it also. Because one day you wake up and you say, oh, look, here's this cool thing where McLaughlin gave me his collateral, he never gave me back the money. So at what point, halacha 3, am I entitled to, am I entitled to sell? That's a hard question.
Yeah,
it's via. I didn't do it via. I can't do it via. You disappeared.
Oh.
I didn't say it's 30 days. Right?
Right, so 30 days from the tzviya.
30 days from the tzviya. But what about if there's no tzviya?